6:43 here on this Friday evening. It's JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski right here on the Fan. And look, it had been a miserable start to the NFL season. In fact, I think for 4 weeks, I couldn't have been worse. I think it was like 9 games under .500. Well, now, we're only 4 games under .500. Because we went 5-0 last week. So, we got a long way to go. I'm not pounding my chest quite yet. But the climb has begun. At least I hope. So without further ado, let's get right to it. The Week 6 edition of the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Let's get it. 10-14-1 on the year. I want another winning week. No excuses. Let's start with the fishiest line of the week. That, to me, is the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans. This game makes absolutely no sense. How in the world is this only a 3.5-point line? This is obvious. This is telling. On so many different fronts. I like the Houston Texans here. I'm going to take them 3.5. The reason I'm taking them 3.5, a lot of travel and weird situations for the Titans. COVID, in, out. Now it's a short week against the division rival. A division rival that has played a pretty tough over the last couple of years. I'm seeing those points. I'm scooping those points. Give me the Houston Texans in game number one. Game two. The New York Football Giants. This might be the only time all year I take the New York Football Giants. But I'm going to lay the 2.5 here against the Washington football team. Giants need a win. They're not going to go 0-16 this year. Washington is a brutal offensive team. And I think the Giants may have found something in their second half against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, am I concerned about the front and the pass rush for the Washington football team? I sure am. But I think the Giants find a way. Low-scoring game. Giant defense is the difference. I'm going to lay the 2.5 here. Give me the Giants in game number two. Game three. We go to Monday Night Football. And I know I'm skipping ahead here, but you know what? I like this game. I should have really given it to you first. I'm rolling with the Kansas City Chiefs, laying the 4.5 against the Buffalo Bills. I was very disturbed by what I saw from Buffalo defensively. And now I get angry, ticked off Patrick Mahomes. I have not taken the Chiefs all year. You know what? Let's give them that juju, baby. Chiefs are not going to lose 2 in a row, are they? And remember, the home field advantage for Bills Mafia out the window. Nobody throwing people through tables in their tailgates. There ain't going to be any of that. So I'm going to roll with Kansas City laying 4.5 in game three. Game number four, we go to Sunday Night Football. And I know after what we saw last week, nobody wants to touch, nobody wants to take the San Francisco 49ers. That's why I'm going to do it here. Because to me, this is a bad spot for the Rams. A lot of cross-country travel. Winning in Washington in unimpressive fashion last week. And I'm sensing desperation from the Niners. They need this game. This is a season-saving type of game. I think they show up. I don't love them the rest of the year. I think they're going to have trouble. I think they have a moment on Sunday night. I'm getting them plus the points here. I'll take them at +3. Give me the San Francisco 49ers in game number four. Last but not least, I thought about going with the Dolphins. I have been miserable picking the Dolphins all year. I think they win and cover. I'm throwing that out there. But I'm going to lay off the Dolphins this week, and I'm going to pick the big game of the week. I'm going back to a team that was good to me a week ago. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers laying 3.5 against the Cleveland Browns. And maybe it's because mom is a Steeler fan and she's dialed in. So maybe I'm just feeling the emotional heartstrings pulling. Maybe that's part of it. But I also think Baker Mayfield against this front is going to get beaten up. Steelers defense right now is playing great. The Steelers right now are dialed in. I think they might be Kansas City's biggest threat in the AFC. Only laying 3.5. Cleveland never, ever, ever wins in Pittsburgh. I think that'll be the case come Sunday. I'm taking the Steelers laying 3.5. We welcome in my colleague and a guy who does not work with me now on these Football Fridays, but he takes time on his off day to call. Dedication. The great Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman, joins us. Fleegs, good evening, good sir. How are you?
I'm good, JJ. Good to talk to you. And I'll get lucky we have that Football Friday, that overnight next week. But for now, good to join you on the phone. And congratulations on your 5-0 week. I hope that you have good luck 2 weeks in a row because I'm with you on a couple of these picks. I'll hit
very nice.
First. Game number one, I also like the Chiefs skipping ahead to Monday night. I always like the chance to take a great top team coming off of a loss. And in that, I still get what I think is the best team in the league in the Chiefs. Laying 4.5 against the Bills, who are a good team coming off a loss, but I'm talking about the elite of the elite in the Chiefs coming off a loss. They're angry. I don't expect them to have two bad games in a row. And like you said, because of the COVID situation, you don't have Bills Mafia there, so I don't think being on the road affects the Chiefs that much. They're my pick for game number one. Game number two, that's the Giants laying the 2.5. I mean, if not Sunday, then when? They have to win a game at some point. I don't think they're as bad as the 0-5 Jets. And this Washington football team is bad. The quarterback situation is a mess. Everything in Washington seems to be a mess. The Giants' defense has shown you signs. The offense may be a glimmer of hope here or there. I think this is the week they finally do something. They win, and they win by more than 3. So they're my pick for game number 2. And the other game I'm with you, I've been picking this team every week. I'm going to keep rolling with the Steelers. Apologies to Larry in Florida because he asked me early in the week if I was going to pick against his Browns again. I said no. I changed my mind just seeing the way the injury list has developed over the week for the Browns. They have a lot of players who are banged up. The offensive line has guys who are hurt. We know about the ribs for Baker. Who knows what's going on with Odell and if he plays, if he's 100%. I love this Steelers team. You know, I picked their over for the year. I picked them to win the division. They've been good to me pretty much every game except for that Denver game when they let up late. I'm going to take a -3.5. I don't trust Cleveland in a big spot, and I do trust the Pittsburgh Steelers. Game number 4, you quickly mentioned it. You said you like it. You're not picking it. I am. Say the Jets has worked so far. I don't see any reason to go away from that. I don't care. I mean, even taking Fitz coming off of a great game, which should terrify you, this Jets team is so dysfunctional right now. They're awful. I think the Dolphins can absolutely win this game and cover more than the 10. This could be another kind of 30-13 game for the Jets. I don't see how they're putting up more than 20 points against pretty much anybody they play, and I think the Dolphins can top 30 against them. And game number 5, one of the best games of the week. I feel raw. I want to pick it. I'm going with the Packers. I don't know. I saw Pick'em or -1 for them against the Bucks. I'm fine either way. I just think these are two good teams. I think the Packers are a better team. They're a more complete team. They have the kind of defense that could really cause trouble for Tom Brady, even though he's getting Evans is there. He's getting Godwin back. Maybe Scotty Miller actually does something this week. But Devontae Adams is back for the Packers. I think they're a better team. They have the defense. And again, I don't think going on the road to Tampa means anything for Aaron Rodgers. He's answered what kind of effort and season and motivation level he's going to give you this year. So as long as they're rolling, I'm going to keep rolling with them. I think they're going to win this game in Tampa.
And I love that you're all aboard Fade the Jets. It's been quite profitable for you, huh? I mean, every week, Fleegs, when in doubt, Fade the Jets, huh?
Listen, they've only come close to covering the number once. Forget winning a game. They've only come close to covering once.
I wish I was on board. I will be, but just not with the unlocks of the week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll chat next week. Let's make it another winning week, all right?
Good luck with another 5-0 for you.
Yeah, I doubt that, but we'll see. That's the great Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman. Now, Paul Rosenberg, when you were a part of this production last 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you actually did quite well. I think you went 3-1 or maybe 4-1. So what do you have in store for us, my friend?
I do what I can. A couple of the same picks that you guys had. I like the Chiefs -4.5. I'm all over that. I'm not going to go over all the reasons why. The angry Mahomes. I don't trust the Bills at all. So that's pick one. Pick two, I'm going against you, JJ. I like the Rams -3. The Niners are trash right now. Way too many injuries. Rams are 4-1, home field. Give me it all. The Rams are just a better team, and they can cover the 3. Pick number 3, I'm absolutely taking a team against the Jets every single year, every single game this year, minus the 9.5 for the Dolphins.
I love that you guys are on board fading the Jets and my Dolphins. You guys are trying to put the kibosh on the Dolphins, by the way.
They have no quarterback. They have no defense. They have no coaching. They have nothing. They have not one player, maybe Becton, that you'd want to start a team with. Nothing. Dolphins minus 9.5. On top of that, two props that I like. Jets under 1.5 touchdowns at plus 160. Obviously, I just gave the reasons why it's going to be, but plus 160 under 1.5 touchdowns. And Adam Thielen over 84.5 receiving yards at minus 112. Two different Panthers last week against the Falcons, who are the Vikings are facing. 90 yards receiving, 30th in DVOA against pass defense. No Dalvin Cook. They're going to pump the ball in the air. So I like Thielen over 84.5. Dolphins minus 9.5. Chiefs minus 4.5. Rams minus 3. Jets under 1.5 TDs at plus 160. Thielen over 84.5 receiving yards at minus 112.
Job well done, Paul Rosenberg. And last year's champion, Harris Allen, has been a part of the proceedings every single week. Harris is riding with three of my picks. I love it. Or two of them. Because Miami actually is not a pick, but, you know, that's where the heart is pulling me. He's got the Vikings laying 4, the Giants laying 2.5, Steelers laying 3.5, Dolphins laying 9.5, and Arizona laying 1.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. So a lot of picks there. They'll be posted on Twitter. Good luck trying to recap all that. But that is the Week 6 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.